This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Before we begin the khutbah, if we can just ask everyone to make sure that their mobile phone is switched off. If everyone just has a look at their mobile phone, just to make sure that it's definitely switched off. Wa jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness, Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. We ask Allah to exalt his mention and grant him peace, and to his family and his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and from them both sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of things in this religion are the newly invented beliefs and practices. And all newly invented beliefs and practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by time and its value. Allah azza wa jal, he said, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu assalihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. By time, mankind is in a state of loss. From the benefits of this ayah is that if you don't take advantage of your time, that you will lose out. And that every single time that Allah has created for us on this earth, there is a chance to take advantage of it. And there is an opportunity to take advantage of in the time that Allah has given you. And that this time should be filled with Iman, and it should be filled with righteous actions, and it should be filled with calling others to Allah and with being patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided the months of the year into 12 months. Inna iddata ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard. Allah has made the year into 12 months since the day that He created the heavens and the earth. Minha arba'atun hurum, four of them are sacred. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed the seasons. And from the seasons that Allah azza wa jal has decreed is winter. And every time that winter comes, I give a khutbah to remind our brothers and our sisters in Islam of the blessing of winter. And the fact that the early generations from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those who follow them in good, they used to love the winter more than any other time. And they used to prefer it over all of the other times of the year, all of the other seasons of the year. There are many acts of worship that become easier in winter. And I'm going to focus upon three in this khutbah, inshaAllah. The first of the acts of worship that become easy in winter is Qiyamul Layl, praying at night. In the summer, if you want to pray at night, you need to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, or you need to wake up at 1 in the morning, or 1:30 in the morning to be able to pray the night prayer. In the winter, now that the time is moving, you can wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and still pray Qiyamul Layl, as the time is moving further and further onwards. You can wake up at 5:30 in the morning and still be able to pray Qiyamul Layl. We remember, my brothers, that the time for Qiyamul Layl is from the end of Isha until the Adhan of Fajr. And now the time for Fajr Adhan is going further and further and further away. It's getting later and later. So this is the perfect time to start the night prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us that the best prayer after the obligatory prayers is Qiyamul Layl, to pray the night prayer. So now we have this opportunity. And one of the things, if you look through the statements of the early generations, that you see is they saw winter as an opportunity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam described it in some of the ahadith as al-ghanimatul barida, that it is the ghanima, it is like a blessing or a booty that you gained from this time when the winter comes, when the weather is cold. So for a person, and this is an advice to myself and to all of you, set your alarm a little bit early. Or keep your alarm where it is, but don't make it later and later. And make a habit of getting up before Fajr, even if it is only 10 minutes before the Adhan of Fajr. Or even if it's only 20 minutes before the Adhan of Fajr. If you do this now, even at 5:30 in the morning, you can still pray 2 rak'at. And as the time gets later and later, so you'll be able to pray more and more, and you're still getting up at the same time every day. You're not changing the time that you wake up every day. This time, just before Fajr, is one of the times that has the most barakah in it, the most blessings in it, out of all of the times of the day and the night. Out of all of the times of the day and the night. It is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lowest heaven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, is there someone who is making dua to me so I can answer their dua? Is there someone who is asking my forgiveness so that I can forgive them? Is there someone asking me for something so I can give it to them? It is a time when your dua is answered. And you now have an opportunity to get this time without any difficulty upon yourself. Right now you wake up for Fajr, let's just say you set your alarm every day at 5:30. Just keep your alarm where it is. You don't need to change it. As the time for Fajr gets later, so the time for Qiyam will get longer. And then you can stick to that habit, even if it is only 2 rak'at, or even if it is only a small amount, or even if it is only that you wake up and ask Allah's forgiveness, or even if it is only that you read something from the Quran, but you take advantage of this time before the Adhan of Fajr. And from the things that we can take advantage of in the months of winter is we can take advantage of the short days for fasting. I remember that when I first became Muslim, Ramadan was in the winter. And the fast, we would break our fast at 3:40 or 3:50 in the afternoon. This is a big blessing. So now Ramadan is not our opportunity at this moment. But the voluntary fasts are there for you. Still, until now, you can do the fasting on the Monday and the Thursday. You can do the fasting of Ayyamul Bidh, the 13th and 14th and 15th of the Islamic month. You can even do the fasting of Dawood, that you fast a day and you miss a day. It's very easy in these days. Many of us, we only think about fasting in Ramadan. But right now we have an opportunity to fast, and it's easy to fast. And there are two things that make it easy. Number one, iftar is very early. As we know now, Maghrib became near to 4 p.m. here in Gateshead. It's very easy to fast. The second reason why it's easy to fast is that the weather is cold. So you don't feel hot, you don't feel thirsty. You drink at 5:30 in the morning, and by 4 o'clock in the afternoon you break your fast. It's a short fast, it's an easy fast. And the weather is cold, so it's easy for you to keep it. And you can build up some voluntary fasts and some habits. And these habits, if you build them up in the winter, they will last you into the spring. And from the spring into the summer. And as we know, we have brothers who do their voluntary fast in the middle of the summer. But this comes from habit. So you have an opportunity in these long, cold nights and these short, cold days, you have an opportunity to increase in your voluntary fasting and your voluntary prayer. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, when the winter would come, he would say, Marhaban bishita, welcome to the winter. Tanzilu fihi al-barakah, he said the barakah comes down at this time. It's a time when the rain falls. It's a time when the weather is cool. It's a time when people pray more at night. It's a time when people fast more in the day. وَيَطُولُ فِيهِ اللَّيْلُ وَيَطُولُ فِيهِ اللَّيْلُ لِلْقِيَامِ, the night is long for being able to stand in prayer. وَيَقْصُرُ فِيهِ النَّهَارُ لِلْصِيَامِ, and the night time or the daytime is short for fasting. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, ni'ma zamanul mu'min, ni'ma zamanul mu'min shita' layluhu tawilun yaqumuhu wa naharuhu qasirun yasumuhu. He said, what an excellent time for the believer is winter. The nights are long for him to stand and the days are short for him to fast. Aqulu ma tasma'un واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم انه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said in an authentic hadith, الصيام في الشتاء الغنيمة الباردة. He said, fasting in the winter, it is a ghanima. It's something you got. It's something you got as a like a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this cool weather, that you are able to fast. And we mentioned also about being able to pray. There is a third act of worship that I want to tell you about in the winter. And that is particular to where we live. Where we live here, the prayer times are very, very short together. For example, Dhuhr here, we are doing it at 12:30. And Asr at 2 o'clock. Maghrib comes afterwards very quickly. Now we are nearly 4 o'clock. Isha is coming at around 6 o'clock. One of the acts of worship that you can do is waiting for one prayer after the other. In the summer, it's very difficult to sit and wait for the next prayer. Because when you sit down, there is maybe 4 hours until the next prayer. Now, there are many opportunities. For example, right now, after Jumu'ah, today, we will pray Asr, inshallah, at 2 o'clock. When we finish the Jumu'ah, it's probably 1:15 or 1:10. For those of you who are not working, it's so easy for you to sit for 45 minutes. And by that time, Asr will start. What is the ruling? That if you are sitting in the Salah, you are praying. You are sitting waiting for the prayer, you are praying. The one who is waiting for the Salah is like the one who is praying. If I asked you to pray for 1 hour, many of you will say, I cannot do it. My legs hurt, it's too long, I can't pray 1 hour. But you can sit in the masjid waiting for the next salah and get the same reward as the person who is praying. You can revise your Quran. You can sit and remember Allah. You can take a beneficial book from the books that are beside the masjid and just sit. If you can't make it between Dhuhr and Asr, try between Maghrib and Isha. If you can't make it but at that time, try between Asr and Maghrib. To wait from one prayer to the next prayer. And I would encourage all of you particularly to remember that there is a time on Yawm al-Jumu'ah that when a person makes dua, their dua will not be rejected. And the scholars differed about this time, but one of the strongest opinions is that it is between Asr and Maghrib. It is between Asr and Maghrib. And some of them said just before Maghrib. So wallahi, I do not know anything better that you can do between Asr and Maghrib than to stand and make dua in the masjid. Inshallah, you will catch the time when your dua is accepted. It's easy because the time is very, very short. Maybe you have only an hour and a half or something between the two prayers, or an hour and 40 minutes. And you can get the reward of waiting from one prayer to the next, and you can get the reward of a dua that is always answered. What I wanted to share with you in this khutbah today, my brothers and sisters, is not only the blessing of this month, or the blessing of these seasons, the blessing of winter and the blessing of the long nights and the cold days. But I wanted to share with you the fact that you take advantage of your time. You don't let your time go. You take advantage of the time that you have. There can be somebody who comes today at Asr and they're making dua until Maghrib, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might answer everything they wanted in this dunya. And there will be some people who would rather go and sit with their friends and drink tea and talk about something which maybe is earning them sin in the sight of Allah. So you have to decide which person you want to be. You have to decide which person you want to be. And you have to take advantage of your time, otherwise you will lose out. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون إخواني, before we begin the prayer, there are a couple of announcements that I wanted to make. The first one is...